Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives.
Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. We're going to be diving into what season we're in our soul business and the things that we can be prioritizing that can really start to activate and amplify our energy so that we get to the goal without exerting so much force. Let's dive right in. I'm going to break this down into three categories, but before I get into it, because, you know, I'm going to give you all the strategy and all the tips, all the tricks, all the things that you guys pay for in courses, I'm just going to give it to you right here inside of this podcast because that's how I do. But I want to share this one perspective that I learned from another mentor. And they said to me, Melissa, all of your business problems can be answered by asking yourself these two questions. And I was like, okay, edge of my seat, what is it? And they said, do you need to learn a new skill or do you need to shift your perspective in what you're looking at? Meaning, let's break down the first one. Do I quite literally need to learn how to edit or to hire a business manager or to refine my leadership skills? Is there something that I need to learn? And have you ever considered that the skill that God's Source Universe is asking you to learn might not be a physical one? Maybe it's an emotional one. Maybe it's about expanding your energy. Maybe it's about learning to be disciplined. Maybe it's about taking things to the finish line. Like, there's so many skills that as a business owner, as a CEO, we're always being asked to be at this kind of edge, right? It's scary. It's scary to grow. Man, oh my gosh, it's so scary to grow. Because all of us, there's this egoic part of us that's like, please don't change. I just got used to being this version of myself. And so, yeah, just know that every time we're being asked to learn a new skill, it's quite challenging, but it's okay because the hard thing becomes easy. You see, if you keep doing the hard things become easy, right? And so the second part of this is about mindset. And this is what I love about the yoga practice and philosophy, which is the science of the mind. You become the observer of the mind. And the second part is about understanding that there might be something that you're looking at that's blocking you. So for example, let's say you want to be a millionaire, and you're looking at your business and you're like, this is not possible. I cannot be the person who does this. I'm not worthy. I'm not confident. I don't know enough. Or maybe you've passed that and you've hit a plateau in your business. What needs to change in order for you to get to the goal? Here's another little hack. I love when people try to alchemize all of their limiting beliefs. But when you approach it from that perspective, just think about this. You're approaching it from this like, kind of negative energy. You're kind of annoyed at yourself, right? You're like, oh, here we go again. I'm doing the same thing. I'm in the same pattern, right? It's just like you're kind of annoyed at yourself. What if you did this from a different type of energy and you said to yourself, well, what would have to be true in order for me to get to my goal? What would I have to believe in? What beliefs would have to be true and that I have to believe in order to get to my goal? And then your mind will start to say, well, then I have to believe that everything is happening at the exact divine reason and I'm not late to the party and my soulmate clients are already finding me and that I can raise my price without feeling bad or achy or weird because I know that it's not about the price. People see the value of who I am and what I bring forth. You know, these are the things that would have to be true in order for you to get to XYZ goal. Instead of trying to be with this limited belief that just feels like you have to conquer Rome in one day, see if you can get to the same goal by shifting your perspective. This is a long pause because it reminds me about humans and how we're all looking at the one reality, and yet we're all living such different realities. Why? Because we're all looking at it from a different lens. you're looking at life through your own colored lens of your past and your beliefs and your daily thoughts. And I'm looking at the same thing you're looking at, but we're living in a whole different ass galaxy. And we're having all sorts of different ass experiences. And you experience life a certain way, and I'm experiencing life. But aren't we all like hanging out on this like rock of a planet that's spinning? And the fact that we don't fall off, I think it's just fascinating. It's so fascinating how the Earth, like, yo, have you thought about that? We are sitting on top of a rock that is spinning in the middle of the galaxy. That is just so nuts. And yet it's the same planet, and we're all having different opinions, perspectives, realities. So this is why I loved bringing this at the top of this episode, which is all problems can be solved by asking yourself these two things. I'm gonna add my own, because along this journey, as I asked myself these two questions, I actually came up with something else. Then this other piece was, there are no problems besides the problems I actually make problems. Meaning, nothing's wrong. Like, nothing's ever wrong. Being a CEO, I've learned that you have to be solution-oriented. You can't see everything as an emergency and it falling apart and it not working. Like, I think the best part of being a CEO is that you get to play in this limitless energy of infinite possibility, and you're the one, you're the one that's holding that vision of it working out. Not anybody else. Like, you crazy ass human, right? To believe that you can go out and build a soul business or whatever type of work that you want to do and feel like, wow, I'm going to go ahead and create something soulful and sustainable and profitable for myself. I'm not going to follow this traditional route. I am so crazy and so delulu that I'm just going to believe that this is going to work. Even when sometimes my reality shows me it's not working, I'm just going to believe that it is. Because if I keep believing truly from the core of who I am that this is going to unfold, then it has to be true because of the laws of the universe. You see, this is why I always teach all of my students, and I ask them, where's your intention? And they're like, what? Give me the strategy. I'm like, no. None of that matters if you do shit with the wrong energy. You're not going to get to that goal. And this is what I brought up at the beginning of this podcast episode, that you can get to the goal, but if you're dragging your feet and you're almost killed yourself to make it to the finish line, like, is that worth it? Your work doesn't have to be hard. Your business isn't hard. The only thing that's hard are humans and what you believe about everything, because you are in relationship to everything. I'm going to break this down into three categories. Category number one, the mindset of an entrepreneur. Here's all I got to say, human. Fail fast and fail forward. I think there is this illusion that we are not putting ourselves out there because we want it to be perfect. And because we all understand relationships a lot easier, think about it like this. Imagine if you told yourself, well, I'm not perfect, so I'm not going to date. I have so much trauma, so I'm not going to go and befriend this person because I have too many problems. No, people are just going to like you just the way you are. And we're all a working masterpiece. We're all a working progress. Like, nobody is in this for perfection. Progress over perfection. And so one of the things that have helped me as an entrepreneur is having this mentality of I'm always a student. It's 4 years later, and I promise you, I'm not above this work. I actually just reinvested in a one-year mastermind today. 4 years later, I'm still learning. There's so much to learn. I put myself in rooms where people are just being and activating their highest timeline. And that, to me, starts to activate my highest timeline. And so one of the things that have helped me is understanding that I'm always learning and I'm always a student, and that there's no need for me to put this unnecessary pressure on myself to be perfect. I remember when I first started, I said to myself, as long as I put myself out there, I don't pretend to know more than what I actually know, then I'm never going to feel like a fraud or an imposter. I'm just going to be me. And the right people are going to see that I know a little bit of stuff and I've done quite a bit of work. And if they resonate with that, then they'll come. But what is it in this wellness and health like sector where people are wanting to be idolized, or like, you want to be the most viral account and you want to be the most known. Like, what is that? Question that. Who is that? What part of you wants that? Because I can tell you that the part of you that actually wants to help people, you need practice. So you will get results and you will succeed at the rate at how fast you're willing to fail. You see, I changed the meaning of what failure means to me personally. Failure to me is not a typo or not being able to have a certain collaboration with somebody. That's not failure to me. Failure is just quitting. That's real failure to me. As long as I keep going, there is no way that I will fail. I will just keep getting better and better and better. In fact, every step of the way, I just see it as a very purposeful and intentional step. Even if I do fall flat on my face, it's okay. I will bounce back up. And guess what? I will learn something from that. I will probably create a course from that. I will probably write a book based on that. I will probably write a caption or a story. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, nothing is a failure besides what you think success is. So make sure you set that success meter to your dial and not the dial of somebody else. The mindset of an entrepreneur is somebody who is an innovator. It's somebody that is going to fail 1,000 times, but it works out once. That's what you don't get. You're only seeing the highlight reel of people getting it on the 100th time. You didn't see all the times they failed. But that is a real success story of an entrepreneur. Every real one that I've ever met, they say their story, but they backtrack and they share exactly how they got there. And it is an amazing story of willingness, grit, determination, resilience, and this third eye activation of seeing themselves at the goal and quite literally not stopping. Okay, two, this is about strategy and focus. When you have leaky energy, it's hard to get to the goal. So focus on one thing at a time, specifically one offer at a time. I work with a bunch of different entrepreneurs. Right now, today is going to be the first call of Unleashing and Build Your Soul Business 12.0. Congratulations, all these beautiful people who are in this round. And I see it all the time. There's this excitement over, okay, I'm going to work on the website. I'm going to work on my blog. I'm going to do the podcast. Like, humans, work on one thing at a time. Focus your energy towards that. Wherever you focus your energy, that will grow. But to be on all of the apps and have all of the offers, you're doing too much. And it's actually, you're making it too hard. And I'm telling you, I'm in my own seven-figure mastermind and I see the simplicity of how multiple seven figures, eight-figure entrepreneurs operate. And I was shocked. I was like, wait, I thought they were doing more. And it's like, no, they're just doing one thing, fucking excellent, optimized. They know the numbers and they just keep refining and refining. And so the strategy here is understanding what is your focus. Remember how I started this podcast, what season you're in? You got to identify that and answer that. Are you in a growth phase? Are you in a product building phase? Are you in a refinement of messaging phase? Are you in a sales phase? Like, what phase are you in? And then bring in the strategy and focus to help you amplify that season. Okay, but if you're in the beginning doing one thing at a time, you'll never go wrong. And honestly, this is not a newbie thing. Like, you can have a gazillion dollars. Doing one thing at a time is a flex. We should not be proud of being a multitasker. That's leaky energy for me. Okay, number two, one platform at a time. I focused all of my energy on Instagram. So once that took off, then I started to work on my email. Then I started to work on Pinterest. Then I started to work on all of the other things. All of the other things were in addition to the one thing working. But if the one thing isn't working, humans, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time being on all of these apps. Again, leaky energy. Quality over quantity. At the end of the day, the creators are the next to blow up. And just entrepreneurs in general are people who are doing something so unique, something so cool, something very specific to them. They're not in all of the places all at the same time. Maybe later on they will be, but that's not how they start. Okay, so start off on one platform. If I had to do this all over again, you know, I'm just giving you some unsolicited advice here. I would start off on YouTube. I think long form content is going to be the next wave. I think YouTube is a great place to practice what your voice and your brand messaging actually really is. I like that, you know, videos that have at least 10 minutes worth of information where you get to spend time with your ideal client, which, by the way, research shows that the longer a client stays with you, read your caption, indulge in your content, the easier it is for them to know you, like you, and trust you, and eventually buy something from you. And then also the thing that I like about YouTube has an incredible algorithm. The other thing is that it's the long haul game. I think if you get on YouTube and why most people avoid it, it's because you got to be committed, okay? And you got to fail a lot on that platform, which leads me to the next thing. It's about optimizing. But I can't talk about optimizing without making sure that I close out this circle. When it comes to strategy and focus, try a bunch of things and find what works for you, whatever that is. Maybe what works for you is an ad strategy. Amazing, do that. Maybe what works for you is making comedy videos. Sweet. Maybe what works for you is getting on Pinterest or opening up Etsy or writing a blog or starting a podcast. Like, babe, there is no freaking one path. Like, the fact that so many crazy ass people online are promoting, this is the one thing that's going to get you to, no, nothing. This is going to be the one thing that's going to get you to give up your power. You got to bring it back to you. You got to bring it back to, what do I want to do? What is the vision that I have for my cosmic life? How do I envision myself waking up? I mean, I want you to get down to the details. Like, ask yourself, what kind of weather do you want to live in? Like, talk about that. Once you figure out the type of life you actually want to live, then you'll be able to build that business that can support you. So figure out one platform at a time, one offer at a time, and the one thing that works for you. Okay, here we go. The last thing is about optimizing. Humans, I got to share something with you. It's so interesting. In the past 2 weeks, so much of this, like, needing to get organized is coming up. And I think it's because we're starting to realize that you can't just wing it. You have to have a plan. Even if you have a dream to become a singer or something, you got to have a plan. You need a plan. You got to optimize what's working. You got to understand your numbers. And so KPIs, write this down, key performing indicators. I want you to look at what's working. I want you to test out the market. You know, it's not just about needing to go viral, because I know a lot of viral accounts that actually make $0. It's not about that. It's about you understanding, where are you going and how do you make things better? I'll give you a perfect example. How many people are landing on your landing page? How many people are landing on your website? How many people are converting from there? Like, these are things that as you continue to mature in your business, they're going to be more important. Remember what I told you about those 8-figure entrepreneurs and, you know, they're not out here creating another offer and another offer and another offer. They're taking what they have and they're making it amazing. And that's what I really wanted to bring forth inside of this episode. Humans, oh my gosh, I don't even know how many episodes we have on Waking Up with Melissa, but I have so much love and so much gratitude for each and every one of you. If you've enjoyed any of my podcasts, I would love it if you screenshot it and posted it on social, leave us a review, definitely helps the podcast. And follow me on Instagram at I am Melissa Ruiz. We're taking one more person on to Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business. So if that's something that you are desiring this season, go ahead and DM me the word unleash, and I will see you in the next episode. Go with peace. Go with God. Breathe.